Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 17th installment of PM Kisan Nidhi amounting more than 20,000 crore rupees during Varanasi visit today. Home Minister Amit Shah to initiate talks with Métis and Kukis to iron out ethnic issues in Manipur. US says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's visit to India strengthens bilateral relationship. Severe heatwave continues unabated in northern parts of the country. IMD issues red alert in national capital. And in tennis, India's Ankita Raina advances to pre-quarterfinals at the WTA Veneto Open in Italy. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today. He will release the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers. We have more from our correspondent.
Whole Kashi is eagerly waiting to welcome its iconic representative who won their hearts third time. This is the first visit of Narendra Modi to Varanasi after being sworn in as Prime Minister for third consecutive term, and a grand welcome by the party workers is waiting for him. After arriving Kashi in evening, Prime Minister will participate in PM Kisan Samman Sammelan in Mehndi Ganj area of Varanasi. PM Modi is also scheduled to meet few farmers at the Kisan Sammelan and review their products. He signed his first file authorizing release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Nidhi, reflecting the commitment of the government towards farmer welfare, and the first big public appearance of Prime Minister is also focused on the issues of farmers. During the event, Prime Minister will grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Prime Minister is also scheduled to witness Ganga Aarti at Dashaswamedh Ghat. Later he will perform puja and darshan at Kashi Vishwanath Temple. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is fully committed to ensure safety and security of all citizens in Manipur. Chairing a high-level meeting in the national capital to review the security situation in Manipur yesterday, Mr. Shah said Ministry of Home Affairs will talk to both the groups Métis and Kukis to bridge the ethnic divide at the earliest. He stressed on strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and tranquility in Manipur. The minister said the deployment of forces will be increased if required, and strict action must be taken as per law against the perpetrators of violence. He said the central government has been actively supporting the Manipur government in strengthening the security situation in the state. Home Minister also reviewed the situation in relief camps, especially in respect of proper availability of food, water, medicines and other basic amenities. Mr. Shah directed Chief Secretary of Manipur to ensure proper health and education facilities for the displaced people and their rehabilitation. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, chaired a high-level meeting at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar to review progress of road and highway projects in J&K. On the occasion, the Lieutenant Governor, Manoj Sinha, expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari for big-ticket infrastructure projects in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. He said that we are working with dedication for the J&K's strong and glorious tomorrow, and maintain that the massive infrastructure push has created new employment opportunities and also gave big boost to the UT's economy. In the meeting, the Lieutenant Governor also discussed important projects including Z-Mod Tunnel, Ring Road Jammu, different sections of Kelani Kishtwar, Chatru Road and various other projects under NHAI, NHIDCL and Sampark. Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan resigned as the MLA from his traditional Budhni seat in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. After submitting his resignation from the Assembly membership to the Speaker, Mr. Chauhan said he will continue to serve the people of Budhni from where he started his political career decades ago. In the recently held Lok Sabha polls, Mr. Chauhan won the Vidisha seat by a staggering margin of more than 8.21 lakh votes, one of the highest in the country. The Department of Telecommunications has initiated targeted actions to protect citizens in response to reports of fraudulent activities involving mobile numbers in electricity KYC update scams. Ministry of Communications said the department has directed all telecom service providers for pan-India IMEI-based blocking of 392 mobile handsets misused in cybercrime and financial frauds. It has also directed them for re-verification of 31,740 mobile connections linked to these mobile handsets. The minister said the failure in re-verification will result in immediate disconnection of reported numbers and blocking of associated handsets. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the morning news. The entire northern part of the country is reeling under severe heat wave. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that this region will continue to experience heat wave to severe heat wave conditions today. We have more from our correspondent.
The IMD has issued red alert warning for heat wave in some parts of North India, including Delhi and Uttar Pradesh. Heat wave to severe heat wave conditions very likely in parts of Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Uttarakhand and Jharkhand today. However, these conditions are likely to gradually abate from tomorrow onwards under the influence of approaching western disturbance towards northwest India. Warm night to severe warm night conditions are also expected over Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and East Madhya Pradesh today. The IMD said heat wave conditions are also likely over isolated parts of Jammu Kashmir, North Madhya Pradesh and coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan, Vidarbha and Gangetic West Bengal for the next 2 days. Pallavi Parmar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The weather department also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam and Meghalaya for the next 3 days. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 5 days. Regarding southwest monsoon, the IMD said conditions are favorable for further advancement of monsoon into some more parts of Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, northwest Bay of Bengal, some parts of Gangetic West Bengal, remaining parts of sub-Himalayan West Bengal, all in some parts of Bihar during the next 4 days. And in some international news, the White House has reiterated that the visit of U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to India will further deepen relationship between the two countries. In a White House press briefing, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby cited India and the U.S. as the two oldest and largest democracies, adding that they both share a unique bond of friendship. He further underscored Jake Sullivan's visit purpose, which is to expand key areas of cooperation between the two nations. Earlier, Sullivan called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and briefed him on the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation, particularly under the initiative on critical and emerging technologies. Russian President Vladimir Putin's upcoming visit to Pyongyang marks a significant diplomatic move amidst rising global attention. The announcement by North Korea's Central News Agency has sparked intense speculation about the strategic implications of the meeting between Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This summit will solidify Russia and North Korea's military partnership, potentially altering the regional balance of power. A U.S. State Department spokesperson yesterday described deepening military cooperation between North Korea and Russia as a trend of great concern. This will be Putin's first trip to North Korea in 24 years. He first visited Pyongyang in July 2000, months after his first election when he met with Kim's father, Kim Jong-il, who ruled the country then. European Union environment ministers have approved a much-fought-over conservation law intended to restore habitats to their natural conditions in a vote that was live-streamed publicly. The purpose of the Nature Restoration Law is to regrow forests, revet moors, and return rivers to their natural free-flowing states. Ministers of 20 EU member states out of 27 voted in favor, representing 66% of the population. The conservation law sets a target for the EU to restore at least 20% of the bloc's land and sea areas by 2030 and all ecosystems in need of restoration by 2050. According to EU figures, around 80% of habitats are in poor condition. In addition, 10% of bee and butterfly species are threatened with extinction and 70% of soils are in an unhealthy state. In China, 5 people were killed and 15 went missing due to mountain torrents and landslides triggered by torrential rains in the Guangdong province. According to local authorities, heavy rainfall hit many parts of the province's city of Meizhou on Sunday. The provincial headquarters for flood, drought and wind control said that 13 people remained trapped. So far, torrential downpours have struck parts of densely populated Guangdong province since yesterday, following weeks of extreme weather across China. And back home, the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for documentary, short fiction and animation films is underway in Mumbai. A total of 314 films from 59 countries across 61 languages are there in the MIFF programming this year.
Various films, including The Story of a Painting, Alien, a documentary about legal high-skilled immigrant, The Last Shift, Akash Ganga, Tales of Oblivion, will be screened on the fourth day of the festival today. A panel discussion titled Crafting the Magic Evolution of Animation Films and Their Enduring Appeal to Youth and Grown-ups have been organized, which will be attended by renowned filmmakers Manjul Shroff and Ketan Mehta. A masterclass by cinematographer Alfonso Rai titled Exploring the Wilderness, Indian Wildlife Documentaries and Conservation Efforts has also been scheduled today. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
And on to sports. In tennis, India's Ankita Raina has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarters of the WTA Veneto Open tennis tournament in Gaiba, Italy today. She defeated Dominika Salkova of Czech Republic in straight sets 7-5, 6-3. In javelin, Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland today. The current Asian Games gold medalist and Diamond League finals winner will be challenged by Max Denning of Germany, the youngest member of the coveted 90-meter club and also the season leader. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, the 8 teams that qualified for this phase has been finalized. Bangladesh was the last team to qualify after their victory over Nepal. The Super 8 round will begin on the 19th of this month and will end on the 25th. The first group consists of India, Australia, Bangladesh and Afghanistan, while the second group consists of the USA, England, the West Indies and South Africa. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his companion Albano Olivetti of France will take on the German pair of Hendrik Jebens of Constantin Franzen in the men's doubles pre-quarters at the ATP Halle Open in Halle, Germany today. The Indo-French duo advanced to the main draw of the tournament by defeating Alexander Nedovyesov of Kazakhstan and Pedro Martinez of Spain 7-5, 6-3 in the qualifying round. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Nishit. 10 killed, more than 50 hurt in Bengal train collision is the top story in all the leading dailies. Home Minister Amit Shah chairs meet to bridge ethnic divide in Manipur is the cover page story in the Hindu. National Security Advisor Doval and his US counterpart Jake Sullivan discuss critical tech cooperation is headlined by the Tribune. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra to debut from Wayanad as Rahul opts to retain Rai Bareilly, says the Indian Express. BJP keen to retain Lok Sabha Speaker's post, reports the statesman. Israeli PM Netanyahu dissolves his war cabinet amid conflict, according to Hindustan Times. Budget may retain FY25 fiscal deficit target of 5.1%, says the Business Standard. And finally, city heat index hits 50 degrees Celsius, relief for Delhi likely in 2 days, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 17th installment of PM Kisan Nidhi amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees during Varanasi visit today. Home Minister Amit Shah to initiate talks with Metis and Kukis to iron out ethnic issues in Manipur. US's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's visit to India strengthens bilateral relationship. Severe heatwave continues unabated in northern parts of the country. IMD issues red alert in the national capital. And in tennis, India's Ankita Raina advances to the pre-quarterfinals at the WTA Veneto Open in Italy. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.